Tony Pollard joining us now. First practice as a Tennessee Titan. You come here in the offseason. So how does it feel to be here in Nashville?
It feels great being in Nashville, you know, being close to home. It feels like I'm where I'm supposed to be right now.
What was the first practice like today?
First practice was decent, what you would expect, you know, knocking the rust off of things, just getting back in the flow of it.
So you're working with a second-year quarterback, and, you know, obviously with Dak the last few years in Dallas, what have you seen, you know, in getting to know Will, his tendencies? Obviously you're going to learn that more as training camp goes along, but how excited are you to play with Will Levis?
I mean, I'm very excited, you know, just seeing a young player like he is and just seeing the similarities that he has with Dak, you know, just his work ethic, his mindset, the way he approaches things and the way he's trying to be a leader out there on the field.
What did you know about Tajay Spears before you came here?
Yeah, I did.
What did you know about him?
I knew he played at Tulane. I think he ended up hitting me up before he got drafted, just trying to get a little advice. I remember talking to him a little bit, and then when I got here, I knew that, you know, he was going to be a great player from seeing him in college and seeing what he could do.
A lot of people have talked about how the camaraderie between you and him is going to be critical to the success of this football team. I'm sure you're happy if he gets 8 touchdowns. He's probably happy if you get 8 touchdowns. Is that dynamic going to be critical to this football team and its success?
Definitely. I mean, it's every day we come out here, we're having fun. Out there, we're going out there competing and, you know, making each other better on offense, on with receivers, the running back. So all around, we're getting better every day.
Titans running back Tony Pollard is here with us. So, you know, I watch a lot of Cowboys games. I know what you bring. But for people that may not be as familiar with you, what are you bringing to the Tennessee Titans at that position?
Bringing explosiveness, the home run threat, versatility, a guy that, you know, can be productive in a lot of different places on the field, whether I'm lined up in the slot out of the backfield or running, catching balls out of the backfield, whatever it may be.
So how are you feeling? I know you're coming off last year, you're going into camp, you were coming off an injury, still get over 1,000 yards with Dallas, and it was your first year without Zeke, and I know that was kind of different. But how do you feel now, a couple of years removed from that, going into this camp?
I mean, I'm feeling great mentally, physically. I can see the difference in my body. I can feel the difference just in my confidence on the field, being able to make certain moves and just trusting my body and not – you know, second guessing things. So it's feeling great, you know, just being back out there, being comfortable, not having to rehab and get back in the flow of it.
I mentioned Ezekiel Elliott. What were some things that, you know, playing alongside him and with him, you know, for those few years, what were you able to take away and learn from him?
Man, just the way he's a student of the game, you know, the way he understands the game in and out, the way he's able to break it down mentally, like every play by play, and just being more patient and letting the game come to me.
You made the Pro Bowl in 2022. You still the same player? You think you're a better player than you were in 22? I know you had the injury and everything, but how is Tony Pollard different today than you were, say, 2-3 years ago?
I would say my IQ is better. Physically, I'm in better shape. Mentally, I've overcome a lot of adversity between this past year, so I'm very much so capable of being that same back this year.
What was it like today? I mean, it's like first day of, you know, of school. You're out here on the field with your new brothers and everything. What's the feeling like? I'm sure it's something when you get injured, you're never going to take for granted again, are you?
It's a humbling experience. You know, it brings you back down to earth just to be grateful for the little things and take things day by day and not look too far ahead and look at the past. Just be where you are right now.
You ever take a step back and look at all you've had? Because you earned it. It's not like you were, you know, the number one pick in the draft and you didn't come out of a Power 5 program. I love Memphis. I love the Tigers. Are you kind of – you ever take a step back and say, look what I've accomplished? Because you've done this all on your own.
Sometimes I do, but I try not to stay in that mindset for too long. You know, it can get you thinking and staying complacent, and that's exactly what I don't want to be. You know, I want to get better every day. That's why, you know, I'm glad I got guys like Tajay that I can go out here and compete with every day and get better, and, you know, we're getting each other better.
Along those lines, you know, last year I mentioned Zeke was gone, so you became the feature guy there in Dallas. What was that transition like of going from kind of sharing the carries with him, being a role player, to being more of the featured guy?
It was something, you know, I was ready for at the time, that I was, you know, I was ready to take the load on, but it was also a learning step for me at the same time, you know, being in that lead role and also coming off of an injury. So it was a lot of adversity, you know, with that year.
And this offense, what was appealing about Brian Callahan, the offense he's going to run here? You saw what Cincinnati has done, you know, when he was there with Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow. What was so appealing about being a part of this offense?
The way that he uses the guys, the way he uses the backs, you know, he does a great job getting the backs, you know, getting the ball in different areas of the field. You know, it's not always going to be a handoff out of the backfield or a toss. It may be you may line up out wide and a receiver in the slot, whatever the case may be. You know, it's a lot of different ways to get the running backs involved.
There's going to be a lot of comparisons because that's what we do, you and Derrick Henry, because you're replacing Derrick Henry. But you want people to know that you're not – I mean, you're physically not Derrick Henry. You bring a different dynamic.
You're Tony Pollard.
Yeah, you're Tony Pollard. How important is that that you kind of say, look, I'm not here to replace him. I'm here to help this football team win games.
Yeah, I mean, not in any way am I here to, you know, replace him or, you know, try to do what he did. You know, I'm here to be Tony Pollard and bring Tony Pollard to the Tennessee Titans.
I love it. Your first touchdown in the National Football League, I've pulled it up. Do you remember who you scored, got your first touchdown against?
My first touchdown was against the Miami Dolphins.
My man, 103 yards and a touchdown. You still got the game ball?
I might have it in my mom's house. I'm pretty sure they got it somewhere.
Nice. I love that. You are from Memphis. You played in Memphis. Of course, I call it Memphis State because I'm an old man. What's it like, though, being back here? I mean, now your family's just down the road and everything. It's got to feel good.
I mean, it's a great feeling, you know, just being close to home, having that home feeling, you know, having the fam so much closer. They can come to the game. They can come to a lot of the open practices, though. Just having that support close by means a lot.
Love it.
So, you know, we talked about the tandem back, which is kind of what we were going to see here. Now, Coach Callahan said you and Tajay are both starting players and obviously are both going to have your roles. But what are kind of the keys to making the tandem work, like similar to what you did in Dallas?
You know, just controlling what you control, making the most of your opportunities, going out there and competing and giving it your all and knowing that, you know, you got another back that can come in and pick up right where you left off.
It's not just you guys. I mean, you look at this receiver room. You got D-Hop. You got Ridley. You got Burks. You got all these guys. And, you know, for all of us, it's like this is going to be fun to watch. For you guys, you mentioned that competition word. I feel like that's a good thing because y'all are probably all picking at each other in the locker room like, well, hey, I'm going to get this week or I'm going to get this next week. That's got to be a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it kind of puts you back in that college mindset. Yeah. You know, just grinding, you know, going out there with your brothers, competing every day, you know, just everything is earned.
Love it. To wrap up, you found your way around Nashville yet? I mean, I kind of getting used to the traffic and everything?
Yeah, I kind of learned to stay out of the traffic. You either got to beat it or go after it. You definitely don't want to get caught in it.
It's like running up the middle, right, in a football game. You got to bounce outside and get it done. Yeah.
Take yes, sir.
It. Well, I know a lot of people are happy here. A lot of Titans fans are because they know what you can bring to the table. So you're going to feel a lot of love from the fans, Tony.
Do you remember Derek Mason when he played in the NFL, wide receiver, played here, played Baltimore?
Yes,
he's listening right now. D-May, say hi to Tony Pollard.
What's going on? I was almost asleep. No, I'm just playing.
the questions weren't very good. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the questions were horrible. I'm sorry, Tony.
Hey,
Tony, I'm sorry. Those two cats, man, you were left with them. No, but it's good to have you here.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. I'm glad to be here.
You bring another dynamic to this offense that I think they need, along with Tajay Spears, and it's going to be interesting to see how Brian used the both of you in this offense, because I think a lot of what they're able or what they can do this upcoming season can be ran through you two. That's just not just in a run game, but in a passing game also.
Definitely, just being versatile, being able to be used in a lot of different spaces, so we're not crippling the offense in any way. So, you know, we can go out there and anywhere we line up, we can be productive.
No doubt about it. Tony, thanks so much for doing this. We're excited to have you here in Nashville. And, you know, somebody that is also a Cowboys fan, you know, it's good. I liked that signing when you came here. So I think it'll be a really good fit. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yes, sir. No problem.